Hey guys, it's Livy again, and welcome back to Me versus My PMDD. And today is, what is it? Tuesday the 30th, and I'm gonna just start by telling you how my day was. So today I actually woke up and I had like really good sleep. Like, I didn't want to get out of bed, but like I had to. So, for some reason, when I got out of bed, I just started feeling really rushed for some reason, and I just, like, got in my car for the first time at the earliest time I could, and I was like, how did I even manage to do that? Because I never do that, you know what I mean? And it's insane. But, anyways, I went to school, and I jammed out to the new song by Lil Dicky called Earth. And I'm starting to think we really need to fucking change the way we do shit. Like, I feel terrible using a car, but the electric kind and the, like, you know, solar-powered kind, you know, that shit is expensive right now. Like, that's for the rich people, and I ain't that rich, and I wish I was so I could start helping the earth rather than depleting it, and it would just make life so much easier. But when I got to school, I went to A Push, and it was boring as usual, just talking about DBQ shit, because for some reason we gotta know all about that, like we're ever gonna use that one day. But basically, one of my friends, Han, hadn't really seen her in the past couple days, and turns out she was there today and told me she got food poisoning, and like, she was throwing up for like 3 days straight, and I was like, well, damn, like, that, no. Rip. I've never had food poisoning, never want to have food poisoning, probably will eventually, but, like, that's gotta suck, fam. So, basically, when the bell rang after A Push, like, during the bell, like, the switching of the classes, we had a weird, like, lockdown thing, and it was, like, very scary, and it looked like basically someone might have gotten into the building. So I ran into the closest classroom, and a bunch of kids started stacking desks like Jenga tower, and I grabbed a hard covered book, and I sat there for about like 7-8 minutes, we all did, and then they were like, you know, everything's chill, and I was like, what the hell, because like that never happens, and it's kind of scary when that just happens in the middle of the fucking, you know, bell change. Like, why the fuck would you do that? Why don't you just wait till we get to class if it's not a big deal? And it wasn't. That's the thing. I was like, are you kidding me? And so basically I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, and then they started doing the Pledge of Allegiance over the intercom, and then they just stopped, and I was like, what in the sweet Mary Mother of God is going on up there? Like, I made it through the day, trust me, like, everything's fine, but, like, really? The fuck are y'all doing up there? Drugs? Weed? Anything? Like, sounds like you're doing all of it to me, shit. But as soon as I got into geometry, well, I got handed a magical form that lets me check out early after finals, and, also, I found out that one of my friends, Blake, and his girlfriend, Al, actually broke up, and I was like, the fuck? And turns out they broke up on good terms, but like, no wonder he's been so touchy. After he breaks up with somebody, he seems to get touchy with everybody, and it just really triggers me, because I've had a terrible experience with touchy-touchy, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Don't touch me like that, you know this. And he's one of my best friends, who's a guy, and he's just, you know, I can't deal with that, you know, like, you know that I know that we both know that I don't like that touchy-touchy shit. Not, no way in hell. So I had to tell him to basically fuck off during a lunch line wait, and in geometry, I finally found someone with PMDD to actually relate to, and I was like, she didn't even know she had it, and I basically showed her the symptoms, and she was like, bitch, you just described fucking me, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, taking medications for bipolar disorder when you know you have PMDD. Like, I even showed her how, like, the weeks are affected by the timing of your period. And it's like, it gets really fucked up sometimes. And she's like, legit, what the fuck? Like, she's been trying to get into a gynecologist to talk about this kind of thing, and yet her mom never really wanted her to, and I was like, the fuck? And so for, like, the past, what, 30 minutes, we shared relatable thoughts and actually talked about how insane this PMDD shit gets. Like, now I got her number, and we're, like, good friends, because, like, this is the first time I've found someone else with PMDD, and they're actually in my area, and I can talk to them physically. Sad thing is, she's moving to the beach in Florida, and I'm gonna be sad, but the good thing is, I've got an okay for me to drive down there with Carrie at some point in during the summer, and just spend a couple days with her at her house, and go to the beach and all that jazz, and that is honestly the best thing I've ever heard all day. So, during lunch, I talked about how I can't dye my hair with all my friends, and they were like, that's bullshit, why can't you just change it back? And I was like, well, thing is, hair damage, and I don't want to lose all my hair trying to do this, first off, and I'll just wait till next summer, even though I'm disappointed. And also, Color Guard really wants us to have natural colored hair instead of crazy colored hair. It just makes us look like a more formal, classical team, and I totally get that. And, during English, it was very chill, and I got free answers from my friend Alex, so I mean, score, man. And, basically, like, nothing's really happening for the rest of the week. It's actually kind of boring. And in forensics, of course, the teacher complained about how we were on quote-unquote bad behavior yesterday from that substitute teacher's note, and then we were like, dude, the fuck? And she was like, honestly, I get it, like, I don't know why he was such, like, in a bitchy mood. Just don't, like, you know, don't tempt it next time. Because, like, this time yesterday, like, he legit, most of the students in there were like, all right. And they just kept having their phones out, and they just kept staring him down and being all like, try me, bitch, like, send me to the office, I dare you. And I was like, ooh, girl, that ain't a good idea. But, it was interesting to watch that shit go down, and one of my friends was all like, dude, he was fucking insane. And I was like, dude, I fucking know. And so, basically, moving on, Spanish was actually easy. For once again, like, it flashes in and out when I can concentrate. Like, I can't, or I can, and it's just, like, it depends, and I don't get it. Like, why can't I just concentrate? Like, it would make life so much easier if I could just concentrate in my fucking Spanish class. And, like, I was actually able to concentrate for 3 days in a row now. So, score. And, in CG, we finally finished the flag feature part of my duet and the dance part. And now all we have to do is start the rifle and the end dancing, and then we're set for Friday. Because apparently they're due Friday. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? Because, you know, I thought they were due, like, next week. Because after all this time, we've barely had any time to work on said shit. And I was like, are you kidding me? And they're like, no. And I was like, bruh. But, I mean, I feel pretty good about it, because, like, it's actually kind of complicated, but kind of, you know, not. It's chill for the end of the year kind of thing. So, I bonded over with my friends, driving them home after school when the bell rang, and I basically went home. I relaxed for a while and played some jams. I started talking to this guy yesterday on one of the dating apps, and he actually lives near me, and, he has a girlfriend, but they're not on good terms right now, and she's cheated on him before, and yet she's not in the best place in her, like, you know, in her life right now, so he doesn't want to break up with her, and I'm over here like, yeah, I totally get that, and he explained to me that he wants a relationship with me, but he just has to get through this right now for her. And honestly, I think that's really sweet. That's what a guy should do. And he said he's still gonna talk to me because, you know, he thinks I'm nice and actually is interested in me. And, you know, he graduated from the same high school that I'm graduating from, so he's just a year older. And I'm like, I mean, if it works, it works. I don't mind being his friend for now. And so that made me kind of happy. And basically, I just sat around watching videos on YouTube and finishing up my math homework, which we apparently had, and it's a study guide. But I'm actually really good at math, so, like, geometry, try me, bitch. I dare you. But, that basically just sums up my day, and, that was basically it. So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and, I'll catch you later. See you tomorrow.